Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, as I said previously, a good evening to you and thank you for joining us for this Classic Business show this evening. So it's the talking points for this evening, and joining me in studio is Rob Tarwill. He's a portfolio manager at Sasfin Wealth. And then on the line is Martin Ackerman. He's a chief economist and advisory partner at Citadel. Rob, let's start with you. I mean, market today is up another 0.42%. The JSE Top 40 is up 57 basis points. I mean, that seems to have wiped away much of what we saw and the negative sentiment and the negative returns that we saw in May.
Yes, I think a lot of the negativity in May was on the trade wars, Trump's tariffs, etc. And that's starting to ease out, and you've seen foreign markets start to tick up as well. So we've been following on from that. And then you know, a bit of money coming back into the Rand. The Rand strengthened to 14.66 from about 14.80. So you saw some recovery in our banks. Our retailers also started to recover quite nicely. So the market's been up for a good few days now in a row and starting to soften the pain from that quite a difficult May.
I mean, Rob, a lot of that has been top 40, though. I mean, there's a lot of the Rand hedges and so on that has been pulling kind of up and, I suppose, just reverting back in value.
Yeah, so initially the Rand hedges were the ones that moved first. So we saw Richmond moving up quite substantially, the miners moving up as well. And then also we got a big push from the gold miners at the end of May and the beginning of June. That fell away a little bit on the gold miner side. But yes, the Rand hedges still holding up quite strongly at the moment, about 14.66.
I mean, that's pulled back quite nicely. Martin, let's bring you into the conversation here. I mean, 14.66 now for the currency. I mean, only last week was it 15.11.
Yes, yeah, it just shows you how the risk sentiment towards emerging market currencies can change. Obviously, last week, the Rand specifically had a couple of headwinds specifically to the local economy. We had a very, very bad GDP number. We still had the uncertainty and confusion in terms of different measures coming out of governments in terms of what they want to do with the Reserve Bank mandate. So those were definitely local factors that impacted the currency quite negatively. But it was also still an environment where Trump still didn't make up his mind in terms of whether he wants to slap more tariffs onto Mexico. So fortunately, after this weekend, you know, he decided not to do that. And I think what we're seeing on the currency right now is more some relief for most emerging market currencies, including the Rand, and that's why we probably pulled back from that 15 to the 14.66 that we're seeing at this point in time.
I mean, Rob, that's obviously great news for the currency, but last week, I mean, the sentiment was negative for the currency. We had a bad GDP print on the one side. We had some of those very irresponsible comments out of the ANC-NEC. Shall we rather just say the spokesperson for the ANC-NEC? And then we've had to almost like a backpedaling, you know, in order to try and get this right. And we saw the Rand breaking completely away from the emerging market basket. We've seen that now kind of reverting itself. It just shows you the liquidity in this economy, right?
Well, on the Rand side, the Rand is very liquid, and obviously it's affected by news. You know, people are trading very aggressively into our bonds. There's good yields there, but also there's good opportunities to trade them when there's poor news and good news. So there's a lot of trade that goes through the Rand and as a currency. It's one of the most liquid emerging market currencies in the world. So we get a double whammy when things are bad. When emerging markets are weak, we're slightly weaker, and then obviously we have our own political issues on top. At the same time, when we strengthen, I think we're also performing slightly better at the moment. So very tradable currency and sometimes a proxy for EM currencies as well.
Yeah. Martin, let's bring you into the conversation here. I mean, I suppose the other thing take into consideration here is that, I mean, the international picture isn't that rosy. GDP in America looks like it's under pressure. There's forecasts there for a recession. Inflation is ticking up. I mean, that can unhinge markets quite quickly, and then by default, emerging markets as well.
Yes, yeah, I fully agree. I think the global economic backdrop is definitely softer this year compared to last year. There is a risk for a global recession. Our view is that that's probably not in the next 12 months. Yes, we are seeing some slowdown in the US. Europe and Japan is quite weak. But I think in the second half of this year, you know, there's a couple of things that can actually support some of the global economic growth that we are seeing. One is the fact that China recently started providing new stimulation. In fact, it was only on the 1st of April when they've cut the VAT rate from 16 to 13%. Those kind of monetary and fiscal stimulation coming from China is only likely to show up in their numbers second half of this year. We should be a bit of a support for China and other emerging markets. And then if you think about the U.S. specifically, you know, there's now even talks about a rate cut. So we can very easily see a little bit of a rebound in terms of economic activity towards the end of this year. But having said that, even with that in the pipeline, the global economy is definitely approaching the end of the cycle. And we're already seeing some cracks in this very long recovery. It's now more than a decade. So any policy mistake from either central banks or then Trump in terms of his trade policies can actually fast track and bring forward a global recession much quicker than most people expect.
I mean, there's these storm clouds, Rob. They're certainly out in the distance, and they might be approaching, our way. But if they don't, then South Africa needs very little good news to actually lift off from these levels. I mean, markets are not that expensive here in South Africa, and that's off the back end of really having very little returns over the last 5 years.
Yes, that's true. I think that obviously structurally there are a few problems in South Africa that make it difficult for us to recover quickly. But if we do get some type of global push worldwide, we will, and we get a few things done right politically here, we'll start to see our companies recover. I mean, I see our manufacturing off a very low base came out today. Manufacturing and PPI numbers were better than expected. So you can see when, Eskom is working, electricity is coming through. But we just do have a lot of risks around us. But yes, we can recover, and we can recover well. You know, our banks are trading at PEs, nearly single-digit PEs. We've got some of our retailers that are really on the deck as well. We've had big pullbacks in a lot of our in the property market as well. So there are sectors which would be deemed as showing some value, but there's still a lot of risk around it. But a recovery, yes, we could have a good recovery, but we just have to wait to see. I wouldn't jump in all at once. But definitely, we can start to look at taking some positions.
Mm. Martin, just very briefly, let's give you the last word here. I mean, corporate scandals in South Africa. I mean, Tom got suspended yesterday. I mean, I think most South Africans are almost sitting with their jaws hanging open, seeing the amount of corporate scandals that have happened.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. You know, we've been ranked in OECD Global Competitive Index on our auditing standards. Very highly, probably top 10% in the world for a number of years. And we've dropped off significantly after, the Steinhoff scandal, other scandals around some of the top four auditors. And now this again, so it's not just about the company specifically, but it is also about the auditing companies that's involved there. So in terms of rebuilding trust and confidence, not only from the government side, but from the private sector as well, this is, again, unfortunate. And, it just points to that mismanagement and corruption is much broader than just in government. And this is something that we will need to fix to make sure that we can actually get capital returning to this country, whether it's from the local market or then from the foreign market. It doesn't really matter.
Well, I want to just thank both our guests this evening, Rob Tobiel, Portfolio Manager, Sasfin Wealth, and Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist and Advisory Partner at Citadel. This is Classic Business 1027.